The Real BS Show.
Real.
It's Thursday afternoon. It's cooled off last night.
Oh, definitely.
Well, let's play a song. People like to hear us BS, but let's do a song.
Remember when I was young, so were you. Time stood still. And love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk and gave our hearts. Made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when old ones died and new were born. Life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when?
Show.
Yep, it's time for a little BSing. I was pooped last week. I was so lazy and, well, in a hurry too, so.
Right.
Cut that short real quick. Then I got chewed out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good.
What'd you get chewed out for?
For not talking and just playing music.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing about music. Yeah. They said, well, I can get on YouTube and listen to my own music. Well,
we got busy last week. Thanks.
Yeah, it was. Didn't have much time. But well, anyways.
Yeah, we were doing other things too at the studio too. So it kind of like caught up to us real quick. We're like, oh, crud, we don't have time to finish the show.
Yeah.
So it happens, you know.
Well.
And sometimes.
This past week, I mean, so much has happened. It's just unreal.
Right, whew, right.
But, know, world's falling apart.
Well, also sometimes when we're in the studio, we're not always doing a show. We're doing a song or something. You know, we have other projects going on.
Yeah, we do some recording. And
there was a time about 3 or 4 years ago that we didn't do a podcast for like 6 months because we were working on with Mike and Gary. Yeah, and that took up a lot of time because we'd work on a song like for 4 or 5 weeks, just continually working on it, improving, and then do the next song, and it's like. That took up a lot of time, you know?
Yeah, well, we had fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I'm not complaining. I'm just making a note.
I guess that's what this is all about, is us having fun.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of like, you know, we try to aim for it weekly, but boy, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this next song you got there is one that you pulled out of the waste bucket, I guess.
And, yeah.
And Noel Redding was the bass player for Jimi Hendrix, and he started his own band, Fat Mattress.
Right. Weird name, but.
Way back in the late 60s, early 70s, our band played this song, Mr. Moonshine. And it was, I mean, as soon as I heard the name, I said, yep, we used to play that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's reminisce. And
we'll play a few of theirs. How about that?
Oh, you got a few of them?
Yeah, I got a few of them because it'll kind of match up. You know, the band, it actually is an interesting band. Kind of weird that they didn't take off and... They only had two albums, but...
Yeah, Noel Redding died in 2003, I think you said.
Yeah.
That's, he lasted longer than Jimi Hendrix
did. Oh, sure, yeah. Well, Jimi Hendrix was 27, you look back at it. Yeah, to me, when I was younger, I always thought Jimi Hendrix was like 50 when he died. And then, like, when I hit 27, I was like, holy cow, he was 27 when he died.
I really didn't like his music that much. You know, he was...
He's talented. Different.
Yeah, I guess he was, yeah.
Just really out there, experimental.
Oh, wow. And everybody took advantage of him.
Oh, sure.
So, which I know what that's like because that's happened to me quite a bit.
Right.
Quite a bit. So anyways, let's listen to Fat Mattress, see what they can do.
Mr. Moon.
Mr. Moonshine. Take a look around you and you see just where you are. The beauty will astound you that's around you and so far away. The magic forest. With the veils of darkness in which you choose to hide. Come into the light, babe. Forget your foolish pride. There is toadstools flying in the air. When you catch the flavor, then you know that you are there. Right in the forest where everybody goes. The magic forest that everybody knows. You can laugh, you can see, you can go, you can jump on air. Anything you wanna do, you can do when you're there.
This is the Real BS Show. That was Fat Mattress.
Yeah, that's an old 69-70 band.
Yeah. They split up after 2 years, and it's one of those ones, what if? What if they could have became famous? Because there's other people that have became famous after they were in a band. So, for instance, there's a band Nirvana, and the Foo Fighters came out of... The drummer that played in Nirvana and made his own band and became famous too. And it's kind of like, no, I don't want to call it generic rock, but it's way different than Nirvana. And you can hear the influences in Fat Mattress that came from Jimi Hendrix around that. Kind of, they had some wacky stuff, especially that last song we just did. And on that though, we got
speaking of wacky.
Yeah, wacky. This one's going to go out to Brian Maynard. He's an excellent guy that does the Music Museum on the Union City radio station, the Music Museum. And Frank Zappa is an interesting guy, really is. He's one of those ones that's just far out there.
I don't think he's around anymore.
No, he's passed away. Yeah, he passed away. But he was a good guy for, in a lot of ways, had a lot of good views politically and knew how to speak it. And he was against censorship and he was against the government about doing stupid things. And so he had some good views.
He would fit right in right now.
Yeah, he would. He would. And I think, you know, this is one of those ones where, you know, if you listen to Frank Zappa and kind of dig into his personality, he has a lot of good values that we should cherish today, you know. I don't know, but he also was a wacky guy. So yeah. This next song is one of those.
Well, he's a talented musician, but he like to say he was wacky.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Yeah. You know, we need that once in a while. Kind of sometimes you need a laugh, you know. The music doesn't always have to be love and serious and, you know, wooing the girls. And sometimes you just got to be about the Muffin Man.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it and see what it see how wacky it really is.
Yeah.
The Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants, and brushing his scapular aside, proceeds to dump these inside of his shirt. He turns to us and speaks.
Some people like cupcakes better. I, for one, care less for them.
Arrogantly twisting the sterile canvas snoot of a fully charged icing anointment utensil, he puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette. Let's try that again. He puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette near the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design. Later, he says,
Some people,
like cupcakes exclusively, while myself, I say, there is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's gray earth as that prince of foods, the muffin.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin. He hung around till you found that it didn't know nothing. Was a man, but he only was a puffin. No cries is heard in the night as a result of him stuffing.
Trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Jerry Bozio on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, Denny Wally on slide, George Duke on keyboards, Captain Beefheart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
You said he died in 93?
Yeah, 93.
Holy smokes.
And to clarify, some of the things that, you know, just to make sure, you know, the things that he was against, he was not like anti-government completely. He just believed in limited government. He believed the war on drugs was failed. He believed in sound money. You know, he, you know, was critical of a lot of censorship stuff and that was going on at the time. You get to remember the 90s, and before that you had like the, what's it called? The ratings for albums, like explicit content they'd put on the albums. And there was people that were pushing to put labels and censorship on it. And even Walmart wasn't selling CDs that had explicit content on it, had to be censored out. So he was critical of that. And that was a weird time. And now we're kind of like...
He was good buddies with Al Gore then, huh?
No, he was anti-ho. Yeah, but he really believed that, you know, we shouldn't have that censorship. And in a lot of ways, that censorship, you know, putting the explicit content on those records and CDs actually caused the reverse. People were more willing to buy
those albums.
Yeah, yeah. They wanted that. He wanted that, the original explicit content, cause it, you know, and... So it kind of backfired on that whole thing.
Well, the government's got to get in everything.
Right.
They get their fingers in everything.
Right. And now this is, this next one is AHA. Yeah, the 80s. I don't, you know, I grew up in the 80s. I was an 80s baby. And
see, I don't remember them at all.
That you remember the 70s and 60s. I remember the 80s and 90s and early 2000s the most. That's like my era. And the 80s was a weird decade. To me, at least. You know, I'm not trying to criticize Generation X or anybody from that generation, you know, that was making that generation happen, but it was a weird generation. It's like plaid and shaggy carpets were a thing, and, you know, those the panels that people used to put in their house, you know, just the memories of it, the smell of it, you know, it has a, you know, a different vibe to me. And, but the one of the shining beacons to me is AHA, Take Me On. That song is the 80s to me, and a lot of the positive side to it. Not the hair bands, you know, not the, you know, leotards and makeup they wore. AHA comes in and pops this song out, and it's like, boom. This is, it's like the synthesizers and everything, how it plays together. Just, it defines to me how the 80s
were. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, that's just my perspective, you know. Yeah.
Well, hey, whatever. I was probably... I worked my buns off all
right
through the 80s.
You probably, and 90s. You know, I was a kid, dude. I was just playing with Legos and stuff, so I had tons of time, you know, and the radio was on, you know. You know, going out there making sticks and
well,
mud.
That explains a lot.
Mud forts and making sharpening sticks, you know, on rocks. That's what we used to do as kids. We used to have lawn darts. Did you ever play with lawn darts?
Never.
That's dangerous nowadays,
Bill.
Never,
ever.
You know, used to throw the lawn darts in the air and see how far they land, and they might hit somebody, you know.
You try to get them in a circle or something?
Yeah, or a person. But you know, I don't know.
So, well, let's listen to AHA and see what happens.
Yeah, you might have an AHA moment.
Yeah, right. I'm too old for that.
No, Take Me On. There you go.
We'll be right back.
Ha, Take Me On.
That sounds familiar. I think I remember hearing that
yeah.
a long time ago.
There's an acoustic version out there that everyone has to right now go on YouTube, pause the show first, and then go on YouTube and look up A-ha, acoustic version of Take Me On. It is mind-boggling amazing how they put that together. This next one is, I don't know, just hit me. Sometimes you get those songs that just get stuck in your head, and it's such an amazing song, you have to listen to it again, and then listen to it again. It's just like, this is one of those ones. This artist, I really enjoy his music. He has a lot of different other songs I enjoy, but I had to pick one. And this is one of his that really just hits the nail on the head. That this feeling, you know.
Is this the Rainwater guy?
No. This is Charles Wesley Wesley Godwin. And the song is All Again. And it's one of the songs that just, man, I don't know. You know, when you're younger and before you get married, you kind of like, you have this ideal of what marriage is. And you want that. Like, you want to be with someone in a long time and end up your full life with them. And It this song kind of puts me in that mindset. Not that I'm hoping for that again. It's just it gets to that ideal, I guess. I don't know how to word it really, but that feeling that we had before we went through all of our troubles and in marriage and divorce, it kind of this is that song wrapped up. You know, that you'd hope for. You know, there's people that were married. My parents have been married for 50 years, and it's like, dude, you don't get that much anymore. People staying married that long. And how do they do it? Well, this is the song, I think, that how they do it. They might have their arguments. They might have their problems, but they work through them and they talk it out and do it all over again. They would. And this song, I think, represents that. And so it's kind of the ideal.
It sounded like that first song, Remember When.
Yeah, Remember When. Yeah, kind of. This is the same kind of line of Alan Jackson's song, Remember When. Kind of same vein, same topic. And I don't know. You know, I'm not saying I
got to get my handkerchief out.
No,
I start crying.
No, I don't think so. Kind of hold your honey's hand and, you know, enjoy this song. You know, that kind of song. Maybe
that sounds dangerous.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, let's take it away.
Across the floor, and I've been missing you and more. Beating up my heart, changed the framing in my chest. I'm falling more and more. Now I don't mind being poor. When I'm with you, I pity all the kings of the world. Times are getting hard, good is getting rare. Me and the babies have them all the time, I swear. We don't mind the shit folks talk, we're just keeping our eyes locked. They can watch us chase those dreams they never even knew. We've got time, dear. You're the girl I knew back. You're the girl I knew back when. all of me.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, there you go. Now is the time for Rainwater.
Yeah, Rob Rainwater. Yeah, he's a new artist.
Really? Yeah. Well, I've never heard him. Never heard of him. Matter of fact,
it's one of the things I do as a fun project is, you know, we started the radio station back, oh, geez, over 10 years ago, 11 years ago almost. And one of my things is I, at least every, you know, twice a week or so, I go through and look through new music. And I kind of do that before the show here a little bit. And this is where some of those songs come from, you know, ends up on the radio or not. And this is one of those artists I say he's pretty darn good. For, you know, brand new artist, he sounds something, he's like Americana kind of thing. And I think it's one of those, hopefully he keeps on going, you know, keeps on making music.
Well, it takes a good recording studio to make it happen. Cause
right.
I know that makes a world of difference.
Right.
So.
This is one you enjoyed too, I think, didn't you?
I don't know. I don't remember hearing it.
Yeah, that was only like 10 minutes ago, Bill. I'm joking.
No, that's, I'm 74.
Yeah, I know. I'm teasing you.
I'm sitting here over here in a daze. Yeah. Know? I just,
Bill was teenage years was in the Dazed and Confused era, you know, right?
I'm still there.
He was at, you know, the classic saying is if you were at Woodstock and don't remember, then you actually were at Woodstock. But if, you know, if you remember being at Woodstock, then you weren't there.
It was a sloppy mess. That's all I remember. He's
talking about the women there. Anyways.
No, I'm talking about the weather and the mud and the, oh, what a terrible, and starving to death.
I heard people were backed up on, like, the porta pods or whatever they had were the very limited on them. So people had issues going to the bathroom. Is that true?
I don't remember. I remember meeting a guy that was cleaning them, but I don't remember.
It wasn't very well organized, was it?
Well, they had a lot of, I remember a lot of porta potties.
Oh, really?
Rows and rows. Yeah.
And then the car backups, there was cars, like traffic was backed up and everything.
Well, we're so far back in the woods that you didn't see any.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't see anything.
My mother's sister, I won't mention her name, but she wanted to go to Woodstock, and my grandparents stopped her from going. Well, that's a story we'll stick to. She might have went, but she might have been there, Bill. You don't know.
I didn't see her.
No. No.
What a zoo. Yeah. What a zoo. Whew.
Did you see at least any interesting things that most people talk about in the current day that we can't mention?
Well, I remember helping carrying people that OD'd on something, who knows what, up to the first aid tent, and their toes were spread out like you do your fingers. Spread their toes were that way.
I
couldn't do that if I wanted to.
No, unless you're a swimmer.
Looking at those toes, I'm thinking, whew, something. Boy, they ate whatever they ate, boy, it was... It must have been good.
Take him to another planet, basically, right? Yeah.
So we carried him up to the first aid tent, and that's the last I seen of him. So.
Was there a lot of nudity, like people say there was?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
And kind of free spirit.
Down in the pond back there, behind the stage. But it was just a sloppy mess, just.
Because it rained?
Mud, and yeah, just mess. It didn't start off that way, but it got there in a day or two, and it just hung on for 3 days.
I think. That's rough.
It was a mess. Terrible, terrible. Whatever I took with me, I lost because I don't know what happened to anything.
Uh-oh.
Sleeping bags and all that stuff, just gone.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I didn't care. I was just happy to go home.
You're like, I need a shower.
Oh, jeez. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible, terrible. But, you know, it was a big deal.
Right, right.
All right, let's listen to Rainwater Guy.
Yeah.
And see what he does for us.
Terry called Daddy at 2:45, asking for money for a bag of tea, and it feels like home to me. Swinging and a singing by the fireside, a bunch of dirty hippies and a Mary Jane pipe. It feels like home to me. I'm gonna fly, spreading out my wings. Where I come from, turns out, don't mean a goddamn thing. Can't hold me down, you've done enough to me. I feel like
I lay down in a rolling meadow, point my heart to the golden west, forest green and flowers yellow. Please think of me with no regrets. Remember me by the water. Remember me when the cold wind blows. Lay with me in that meadow by and by. Think of me where the river flows. Years roll on like a moment passing. Tossed all my hopes down a wishing well. And I'm further on, still I have that feeling. You don't know what it don't tell. by the water, remember me. When the cold wind blows, lay with me. In the meadow by and by, think of me. Where the river flows, take me back where the sea is rolling, stars shine bright, sky black as coal, down by the old creek side, I'll be waiting, let me breathe, breathe deep above. Remember me by the water. Remember me when the cold wind blows. Lay with me in that meadow by and by. Think of me where the river flows. Just think of me where the river flows.
The Real BS Show.
The Real BS Show. I think we got one more song to do here.
Yeah, just for the heck of it. It's just kind of a fun one. A little bit different.
Is it? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. We did it earlier, and we thought it was okay, but then the guitar came in, and I thought, oh, we got to add this. The electric guitar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, I remember. A couple guys sitting on a porch.
Yeah, and then they were out in the ocean looking at the ocean cliff. Yeah.
Nice
video, yeah.
Nice orchestra or something. Yeah.
Orchestration. They had some good harmonies in there, too. But, you know, this is one of those ones that only has like 300 views and it was just released 2 weeks ago. This is like an unknown band, and we're not trying to be hipsters here or anything, but it's like, this is the power of the internet. You can find music out there. There's there's too much new music.
There's a lot of work went into this song and a lot of production and whatnot. But
it sounds like Pink Floyd a little bit to me. You can hear them influenced by it at least. I don't want to say they are Pink Floyd, but it has that vibe. The bass is particular. If you hear the bass, it sounds a lot like Pink Floyd.
Well, if you think about it, there's only 7 chords in the whole universe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's using the same things to make music.
But the way they composed it, it has a very Pink Floyd vibe to it. And it's like, think about that, how many bands influenced other bands down the road.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, you know, Pink Floyd, how many bands they influenced?
There must be a million of them out there.
Led Zeppelin influenced every band almost, you know. I mean, it's just crazy, you know. But, yeah, this is the end of the show, basically, so... You know, everyone stay safe out there. And
yeah, be good. Be good to each other. Be good to yourself.
Winter's coming.
Take care of yourself. Yeah, oh, it's getting cold.
It's going to be a cold one.
It gets cold at night. It was 39, I think, this morning at my house.
Yeah, it's so cold the lawyers are keeping their hands in their own pockets.
That's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. Oh. So it's coming, so I guess got to get ready for it. Brace yourself.
Right.
All right, see you next week.
See ya.
Dream away. take a while. It's gonna take a little while tonight to catch me there.